And joining me now from Rods and Roadies, Inc., which is the board that makes up Rods and Roadies, or partially, Dee Osborne. Dee is with Banner Bank. Gary Cargill is with Florence in Bloom. And Ross, are you retired, or do you have another job as
I'm semi-retired, and I have a marketing services.
There you go. Ross Cronert is also with us today. One of the reasons I wanted to bring you guys in here today is because you've made me aware of a cool program that's happening now, and it's a project whereby people that may need repairs on a vehicle that can't otherwise afford it, you guys help them out. How did this all start?
Well, we can kick this off with when Rods and Roadies became independent of Chamber, we formed a board and decided that we wanted this to be an event that could benefit Florence. So we took the people who have the love of cars and a few others and decided that one of the needs that Florence is lacking is helping people with transportation. People on a tight budget, new tires could just break their budget.
Right. Or even a tune-up for that matter.
A tune-up, windshield wipers, a battery. A lot of people really struggle with that kind of maintenance, and there's not anything in Florence that can provide that. So we wanted to become a nonprofit and start transportation solutions to help people that need that kind of help.
Now, how do you guys get money? Do you write grants and things, or is this through promotional things, or is this through some of the money that you get in through car shows and stuff like that?
We do have write grant requests and have gotten some grant funding. Rods and Roadies, the car show, will continue on very similar to as it was done in the past, and that will be a major source of funding for us through various opportunity drawings, entry fees, and so on and so forth. And we also are getting involved in doing other things to help the community that don't require an outlay of cash. For example, a few weeks ago, Gary, myself, and his son, my son, and some of their friends did free oil changes to help out one of the local churches. And it didn't cost anything for us but our time, but we were able to help do, I think, about 30 cars that day?
33.
Wow. And, it was free to the people. The church paid for the oil and the filters, and we provided the labor. So we're trying to do as much as we can with a limited budget, but we're also now at the point where we're looking to go out and actually help provide some funding for folks that might need it.
We did get a grant from Western Lane Community Foundation, which is wonderful, and we very much appreciate them, and that was a great seed for our project also.
Now, what kind of process is there to choose folks that will be needing this service?
Well, we've set up agreements with various nonprofits in the neighborhood in Florence. Also, some of the churches have become involved, and what they do is they will recommend to us if somebody in their congregation, let's say, they know has an issue where perhaps their car's unsafe, but they need it to go to work, but maybe it's a single mom. And if you get a new set of tires, maybe you're not going to have enough to pay some bills or for food and so on for the kids.
So you get those other folks to do the vetting for you?
They help vet it, and then they suggest the person to us. And then, in this case, normally Gary will contact that person and sort of make the initial contact. And from there, we will review. And we have agreements set up now with several of the automotive repair shops in town, as well as the parts suppliers in town. And we will, on a rotating basis, send these individuals to those shops. They will evaluate the vehicle, tell us what the cost would be, estimated cost to do the repairs as well as the parts. And then at that point, we determine if we can afford or if we can provide enough funding to do it, or at least partial funding.
Well, that's a pretty great deal for folks that are on a limited budget and may have some issues. Because, one of the things about owning a car is when you have limited income, you can't always put that money into the vehicle because you're struggling to get food, you're struggling to keep the lights on and stuff like that. So this is actually helpful. And you can't always afford the nicest car when you're on a low budget like that.
That's right. And sometimes, when someone just walks out to take their child to school and they may have a flat tire, well, a flat tire to us is probably nothing. you know, we'll just change the tire and we'll be on our way. For them, it may be a little bit difficult. They may be able to fix that tire, get it fixed, but that may mean that something else is not going to get paid that week. Maybe some of their food, their groceries aren't going to be as much. So, you know, this way we can hopefully help them. And we're not saying that they can't afford it. It's just that we would like to make their life a little easier.
Right.
You know, this is a wonderful community, and so we just kind of want to share that.
Now, with Rods and Roadies, obviously, you know, you guys had to go out and redo this and form your own corporation and that. So how are things different now? Has it been a struggle getting folks behind it, or has it been pretty easy?
No, this process has been actually pretty quick. And I'm really surprised how easy and quick it has become. Since November, I think we were notified in November, and then we actually formed the corporation. We actually got our tax-exempt status, 501c3, just I think it was last month. It's been fairly easy. And at the same time, still organizing for the car show in September, which we're still doing. And we're not changing much. We did drop Sunday, so we're only going to have the show on Friday and Saturday. But I think that's fine. I think that's going to be good. So it's not been a hard process.
Have you got a location already or picked out, or is that still to come?
For the car show?
Yeah.
Car show is going to be on Friday. It's going to be at the Port of Siuslaw parking lot again this year.
Okay.
They've been generous to allow us to use their parking lot. So that's going to be a Saturday or Friday event with live DJ music and some vendors and a free car show. So you can bring out your car if you want to show it for free. There's no awards or anything of that nature. Just kind of like a show and shine, mm-hmm. get together. Sunday it's going to be
Saturday.
Saturday, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. Saturday it's going to be on Bay Street, Laurel Street, Maple Street, and Noble Street, just like before. And then we're going to try and incorporate everything that we normally do in that two-day period into one day on Saturday. We're going to have, of course, the car show. We're going to have raffles. We're going to have live DJ music. And then we're going to have, of course, raffles. And the award ceremony will probably be at 4 o'clock. And then we're going to have a cruise for the participants at 5 o'clock and hopefully wrap it all up at 6 o'clock, clean it all up, and be done with it.
Right.
We are adding some family-friendly features. So we're hoping to draw the whole family down, some kids' activities, some spectator dancing. So I think it's going to fit the whole family, not just the car enthusiasts.
Well, I remember last year, it seems like we had, what do they call those when just all of a sudden everybody gets together?
A flash mob.
Flash mob.
We did. And what we found out was a lot of the spectators wanted in on it.
Right.
So we're going to do something a little different this year to add that and possibly some kid events, face painting to keep them occupied while the adults are looking at the cars. And
while we're drooling over the hot rods and things.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Anything else we can touch on real quickly? Because we're about out of time, but is there anything?
If we could, I would like to just mention some of the companies here in town that are helping us as a sponsor. Tony's Garage, Hoburg's Auto Center, Les Schwab Tire, Sherwin's Auto Center, Napa Auto Parts, as well as O'Reilly's. And I don't know if there's any others at this point.
Well, some of our partnering organizations such as SOS, Siuslaw Outreach Services, Florence Care and Pregnancy Center, they're partnering with us. And then, of course, some of the churches that are involved as well. So,
well, thank you guys for putting this together. I think it's something that's going to be very much appreciated in the community, and it's going to help some people, stave off some bad times there. So thank you so much.
And if anybody's passionate about it, come and give us a call and help us out.
There you go.
The more the merrier.
Well, thank you, George, for having
us. Thank you.
Thank you.
After news at the top of the hour, we'll talk with Bobby King on his retirement from the Oregon Pacific Bank Board on this edition of Our Town.